My name's Casey Sosnowski, and this is my co-host.
I'm Gianni DiMaia.
And I decided I wanted to do a podcast with a friend about the Animorphs books. And I know a lot of there are a lot of podcasts about them out there already, but I kind of wanted to take it in a different turn. So, Gianni, why don't you tell the people your background?
Yeah, so I'm a film major. I specialized in film acting, but I think in later years I kind of moved more to just film in general. I did a lot of stuff in college for writing for film, directing films, and then my big claim to fame, my F-list claim to fame was that I was the host of the Bad Movies podcast for quite some time, where we did some film criticism, which is actually how Casey and I met. So we definitely wanted to talk about the Animorphs books, but also from a lens of maybe adapting them, because the adaptation of the Animorphs is something.
Lackluster, maybe?
That's a word.
Lackluster, yeah. Might be the best term for it. So yeah, I also have a background in film. I went to school for acting in film, and we also learned about the different positions behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. And I've always been a big fan of just movies in general, which is why I wanted to be on Gianni's podcast. And we met up and we talked about films, and we like talking about films and looking at it with a more critical eye of like the themes, what works, what doesn't work. And I wanted to bring that same energy to the Animorphs books, because I'm not sure if it's been done like that before in terms of a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to come back to these books. I never finished reading them as a kid. Gianni, have you ever read any of them?
I have read exactly zero Animorphs books. Actually, that's not true. As of recording this podcast, I have read the first Animorph book. So we will get to that in our actual first episode. But yeah,
absolutely.
I am a complete Animorph novice.
Were they ever on your radar as a kid?
Yes, big time. My brother was a huge fan. I don't think he read all of them, but he definitely read most of them. And whatever I saw of the TV show was peripherally from him when he would watch it when it was on. So that's my experience. I kind of loosely understand Animorphs.
Yeah, what I understand about the TV show, it aired on Nickelodeon at the height of the books were super, super popular. I remember them being everywhere, and I was kind of obsessed with them because I love animals, and that was always like my one request to be like, what's your superhero power if you could only choose one? I was like, I want a little like amulet that like allows me to turn into an animal, whatever animal I want.
Yeah.
Because I'm a nerd. And but that also gives you like all the powers of like flying and like invisibility. You know what I mean?
Like, wait, there's animals that, what, like a lizard? Like invisible?
You could be like a flea on somebody's body and get on a plane.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point. Yeah.
You could
touch a flea and then become a flea in the Animorphs series. Great
hell
idea.
Yeah.
then the world's really your oyster.
Absolutely. So, you know, you can do a bunch of different stuff with different animals. So I never really got into the TV series that much, just because I'm not sure if it was on at the wrong time. I did a lot of after school activities, so I didn't really get to tune into the series. I think at some point I watched like one or two episodes on TV when it aired, and I wasn't really impressed. Not to be rude. I mean, I'm sure all of the actors worked really hard on it. Everybody, like the cast and crew, all, you know, they put their heart and souls into everything.
Of course.
But I think it was very low budget, and I think they kind of deviated away from the books in certain ways, especially since from the books, the kids are all like 12.
Right.
And in the show, they were at least early 20s, probably.
Yeah, they went to the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man school of high school students, right?
Exactly.
or middle school, I guess, wherever you're really placing it.
Exactly. He could fit anywhere. He's Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, who cares? He's 30. He's 17.
Yeah, he could be 17. It's fine. So I wanted to kind of, I've always tried to pick up these books again and read the whole series. I've never finished the whole series. I've gotten to like maybe like the middle 40s, and then I don't know what happened, Gianni. I fell off the wagon. I'm a horrible
Oh.
person. I
Well,
just can't.
we gotta put you back on the wagon. I mean,
I
the
gotta
wagon's
get
right
back on.
there. You know, it's just rolling away without you. You gotta hop back on that pupper and then ride it off into the sunset. Yeah, no, it'll be great. It'll be great. There's what, 54 books in the series, is
I
that
think
right?
so. Yeah,
Okay.
something
And
like that.
then I don't know if you can answer this question or
I'll do
if
my
you're just gonna
best.
edit this part out entirely, which is totally fine with me. But okay, in my very limited research, which is Wikipedia.
Yes.
There's also the Megamorphs. Is that
Yes.
like a spin-off
So
or something?
that, yes. So that is also in the list of the books that we have. They're listed in there chronologically,
Great.
where it fits in the series. Yes, it's like an offshoot. Megamorphs, I'm not entirely certain what Megamorphs exactly is, if it's just like a one-off story that is just like an extra book for the fans, or if they actually play into the plot going forward. I never really read the Megamorphs books, so I'm not 100% certain. I know there's also the Hork-Bajir Chronicles and the Andalite Chronicles,
Yeah, that sounds
which
right
are.
based on my Wikipedia look through right now.
Yeah,
You nailed it.
so I never really deviated from the original series as a kid because I was like, these books only. And I didn't want to be distracted from finishing the series, which that happened
Oh, a
anyway.
real
So
Animorph purist
I
that you are
am,
over there.
excuse
Yeah.
me,
Yeah.
realize who
You
you're
said if it's
speaking
not
to.
12-year-olds turning into dinosaurs, then I don't want it. Wait,
Exactly.
do they turn into dinosaurs? Because
I
I feel
mean,
like they should. That's a
look.
natural progression.
Gianni, I don't want to ruin anything for you because you're going
No,
into
you're
this
right. Yeah,
completely
no
blind. You have
spoilers.
no idea what
Yeah,
you're
you're
in
right.
for.
You're right, you're right. No spoilers. I'm
And
just putting my wishes out there.
you know what? I think that's something we can incorporate into these episodes. What are your wishes for the next books going forward? So we'll be sure to do
Oh,
that in our
easy.
first like official episode.
I got lists, lists of
I
wishes. We have
can't.
54 books, so they better cover them
We
all.
got some reading to do. So I
Yeah.
figured I would never finish the series on my own unless I had a friend that I forced to read them with me. And then I said, Gianni, you're bored, right? You don't have any friends, right? You want to read some
Yeah.
preteen books from the 90s?
Yeah, and I said, of course, all of those things are true about me at all times, and yes, of course I will. No, I'm an avid book club enthusiast, so if there's one thing I know, it's bullying people into reading books that they don't want to read. So this is, I mean, we happen to want to read this right now. I'm sure once we get into whatever slog there is, because every series has a slog somewhere in there.
Yes.
So whenever we get into that is gonna be, it's gonna be work, but it's gonna be great.
I think it's going to be obvious with K.A. Applegate, the author. She essentially made this series because she wanted to make money. Which more props to her. Like first off, like
Yeah,
some of
hey.
these books, like a lot of these books are really, really good for the themes they present and for the things that happen in them are actually a lot more adult than like what I was expecting when I returned to these as an adult. And I was a little bit shocked. And I was just like, wow, this is heavy stuff. And just the fact that she just did it because she wanted to make money, I was really impressed at the amount of sincerity and dramatic stuff that she put in, not just for the sake of being dramatic, but like to tell a good story and to give everybody
Right.
completely different character arcs. So I think that that's really interesting because I'm not sure if you see as much of that in books that are geared to preteens. They don't quite deal with as heavy topics as murdering people and kids who are abandoned and you know, like they, I feel like maybe I'm out of the loop. I haven't read any real like preteen books in a while, so you know, correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like these books kind of hold a little special place in my heart for something like that.
Yeah. No, my experience with like YA is very limited. Barring, of course, like some particular touchstone pieces that I've like come
Twilight.
back to. I watched all of the Twilight movies. I don't think that
I'm
counts though
sorry.
as a reader. But I mean, Wrinkle in Time series, I would come back to Chronicles of Narnia, things of that nature. But yeah, I would say even just in the first book of Animorphs, it was already pretty, it was much more intense than I anticipated. So props to Miss Applegate for getting her bread. But we will piggyback off her success in every way that we can, and that'll be great.
Oh, yeah, I just realized that I've meant to complete that thought. So it is a lot of books. She did get ghostwriters for some of the books. And I think some of them are a little obvious. As far as I've heard from like Reddit and like
Oh,
other people
I'm so
reading the
excited.
series. Yeah. So we can kind of guess and see what we can find, if it's painfully obvious or not. So I just wanted to give out this little preview episode for people who are interested in checking this out. Or if nobody listens, I mean, that's okay. Gianni and I can just strengthen our friendship.
Yeah,
So,
we have no qualms in just talking at nothing, that's
And
perfectly
virtually
fine.
hanging out. That's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of our MO. If anyone listens, it's really just a bonus. This is for us. So
Yeah. No other friends allowed.
if you find yourself wanting to hear about two people reading the Animorphs series, one of them for the very first time, then please join us. We're gonna have
Please.
a blast doing it.
Absolutely. Is there anything you would like to plug at the end of this, Gianni, or should we just leave them where they are?
I think just leave them wanting more, Just
That's
the
right.
only plug is to come back and see what other Animorphs books we read, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll be the Morphin Buddies.
Morphin Buddies. I feel like you have to say it with like a cool like you're
Oh,
really
Morphin
trying for
Buddies? I
something,
should.
you know what I mean? Like every time I read it, like cuz I you just type it to me, you're like, "Where's the Morphin Buddy?" And I'm always like,
Cool,
"Yeah,
cool. Okay.
Morphin Buddy." And I'm like, "God, I'm such a fucking
Okay, you know what? I will give you this
nerd."
opportunity to compose yourself and make it sound really cool. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Three, two, one, do it.
Morphin Buddies.
Morphin Buddies. Yeah, that sounded pretty cool. All
I
right.
think the people felt that one.
I think they did. I felt a shiver through my spine a little bit. So I got
Think
half
that was just
goosebumps, so
the
I think that's something.
That could also just be the embarrassment of listening back to this when you're 60 years old.
I can't wait to cringe. So, all right, everyone. So we hope you join us on this journey and you stick around. I will be setting up some kind of email address for people to contact us. I'm not sure about like Instagram, just because what am I going to post? Just pictures of the covers of the books, which they're
Oh
cool
yeah,
to
I
look
mean I'm
at.
social media illiterate, so TBD on any stuff like that. But yeah, you
Yeah.
can definitely email us
Yeah.
at an email account that
Once
will
I
be
get that
listed
set up,
eventually.
everyone will know.
Yeah.
Not that it's hard to do, I'm just lazy.
That's the
So
plug. That's the plug is
that's
the
the
whatever
plug.
we're going to do next. That's the plug.
Exactly. So to end this out, Gianni, if you were an animorph, what kind of animal would you want to morph into the most? And why?
I would have to do like a sloth or something that sleeps a lot, that's really unimposing.
That
Just
has
something that people are gonna like, actually not a sloth, because I need something that people are gonna leave alone, just something that's gonna sleep and then like everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, just let him rest." You know what I mean? Maybe like a bear or something like that.
Do you want a couple sloth facts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That they pee at the base of trees or something,
Yes,
and
they
that's
do.
pretty much all I know about
Yes, to
sloths.
use the bathroom, they go down a tree and they have to like be on the ground where they're most vulnerable to predators, but their backs are also covered in bacteria.
Gross.
Gross.
Oh, so maybe they should be left alone then.
For a second, when you said sloth, I thought you were going to say slug, and I was going to be like, Gianni, what?
I I take it all back. I want to be a slug because that is something you would leave alone. But that is something that I think most people would be like, oh God, yeah, just get it away from me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
What about you? What's your animorph of choice?
I've always said if I were any animal, I would be a peregrine falcon because they dive.
That is so specific.
Yeah, because they dive at the ground at like 200 miles an hour almost.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. They're beautiful. They're blue. They're like blue, white, black, and orange. Like, that's so cool. So I'd be one of those, or I would be a possum.
I mean, wildly different experiences from those two animals, but yeah, great choices.
I like that anytime possums are scared, they just open their mouths so wide and they just stare at you like that's going to do something, when actually possums are super gentle and they likely, like 99% of the time, will not bite you, even if you put your hand in their mouth, because they're scared and they freeze and try to look intimidating.
This whole podcast is actually just possum propaganda. It's trying to overhaul the human experience to appreciate possums more.
They're now, so good. They eat ticks. They don't get rabies. They're immune to rabies.
They're little freaky dudes, dude.
Yeah, they're nasty little boys. Trash bears. I love them so much. I love how gross they are.
One quick comment on the peregrine, just because I'm thinking about it, and you can edit this out too. Werner Herzog always said that there's this book called The Peregrine that's like about peregrines, and he was like, it is the best book. I'm not gonna do his accent. No, I'm gonna do it.
Please.
It is the best book. He always thought that it was like a book, I guess, that kind of crafted the lens of how a director should experience filmmaking.
Interesting. Okay.
In his mind, it was like the role of the director. So anyway, I brought it. It's just a book about peregrines. If you're curious, if you're curious about it, I mean, I think there's maybe some insight if you have the Herzogian lens when you read it. But I can't say you're gonna get anything other than what is exactly advertised, which is it is a book about peregrines. So just be
next podcast. Just to get next upfront podcast. About that.
Yeah.
That'll be the next one. We'll just dive into peregrines.
Yeah. We'll just throw it somewhere in the midst of all of the Animorph books. We'll do it at like, we'll do it right at the climax. We'll do it like book 50.
Yeah. And then we won't do the last book.
Yeah. We'll just talk about the peregrine. We're like, this was a real departure for Applegate to talk about
really
just peregrines.
Strange.
For
she
a
just
while.
Talked about birds the whole time. Wild. Anyway, that's how it ends. Kind of disappointing, but you know. Yeah.
But there was this German guy who just wouldn't get out of my room. He just kept talking.
I guess we'll just wrap this up really quickly, but we hope everyone listening, and maybe the no people that are listening, tune in and listen and enjoy our podcast and offer us some constructive criticism, thoughts and feelings. Once we get that email set up, I will let everyone know ASAP. But welcome to Morphin Buddies.
Morphin Buddies.